Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching than crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here on another Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, what day of the week is it? It's not Wednesday?
Happy Friday.
It's not Sunday?
Happy Friday.
Nah, we back here on another Friday, man. And listen, of course, we're going to have another fire episode because every episode on this channel is fire. And listen, man, at the end of the day, we here to get better. We here to get fitter. Soy Boys, get up out of here. Big Backs, get up out of here. Sensitive Sally, get out of here. And Emotional Emily, get up out of here. We going to cook today, But with all that being said, I need y'all to do one thing, man. I need y'all to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for a gum-colored, spearmint-colored shirt wearing headphones don't match corny sunglasses indoors with the cheetah print pillow-ass ninja. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, the best Playback Gang on YouTube. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, man, the lives is for sure going crazy. The numbers is going up on the lives, so we love to see it, man. And before we get into it, man, listen, the world is too sensitive, man. The world is too sensitive, and that's beneficial for me. It's beneficial for me. I can make content off of it. I could get eyes. I could get engagement, and I could still send my message. So listen, understand, I'm taking full advantage of it, and if you think my content is mean right now, understand that we only going harder just to get this message out here, man. And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and you know let's get in these comments and talk to the fans. Yes sir. Finally caught a live Jay Sharp. My bad, Jay Sharp. I had the wrong time on the live up for hours. Didn't realize it was running my mouth when I created the live stream. My bad, Jay Sharp. We'll holler at you on the next episode whenever you back, man. I apologize about that. Wicked Scorpion, what's good, brother? I'm getting political in the shorts. Be careful, it's easy to get into but hard to traverse. I don't even know what that means, and get out of, although it did bring us some views. Yeah, I've been doing the political content for a while, man. Check out my TikTok. I don't really post it on Instagram. But, you know, the traction is getting. If I want to expand, bro, it kind of only makes sense to do it, unfortunately, man. And I'm already losing some subscribers because of it. But, hey, oh, well. If I want to grow, you gotta pivot to grow, man. You got to pivot to grow, man. Happy Friday, Quincy Nicole. Watson clearly sees what's going on live on a Friday. Absolutely. Uncle, anyone on here paying $500 donation for a free lunch dinner with the one-on-one, the only Dr. Umar? Yeah. I got some Dr. Umar coming soon, but it's not about that. But I need to talk about that too, because Dr. Umar done lost his mind. Quincy Nicole, what up? Happy Friday, SAG. Marty, you fine as hell. That AI intro can't hold a candle. Well, thank you. thank you, Watson. What you know, Joe? Ungod ladies like Miss Watson simping. She must be trying to make you her trainer. Man, shut up, bro. Andy and Dolly said, Friday. It's Friday, about to eat some French fries. Have a blast, Tampa. Have a blast. Rodniff, what's going on? Traverse, move around. Unk not beating the graduated fifth grade allegations. I'm a college educated ninja. I've never seen that word. I promise. Never seen that word, bro. Still here, bro. Okay, Jay Sharp here. Frost, yeah, Frost funny. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Yeah, bro, I never seen that word. All right, we got the big backs getting sick of big backs. Big backs getting sick of pandering.
Nope.
And big backs getting sick of the excuses.
What?
You know it's bad out here when somebody from your community is calling out your community. And we're going to keep it fitness right now, and we could talk about different communities with that, and we probably will.
I'm not going to say what people...
With all that being said, let's get to this video. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, and let's keep this thing going, man. Oh, my bad. Wrong video.
100 pounds if I'm going to lose weight.
Wrong video. We are going to watch that video.
I got to find a personal...
This video is hilarious. We have to say that for later. My bad. Wrong video. Here, I can't find the video in this folder. It's on the thing. Where is that? Hold up. I can't play that video. Oh man, here we go. I got it.
And bro, this to these fat people, but like, and I'm a part of the community as of right now. Like, but I've been in the gym. Like, you motherfuckers be too sensitive. Like, yeah,
way too sensitive.
I just seen this lady talking about fat phobia as the same thing as racism. Bro, what?
Facts.
Get your fat ass and go in the gym. Like, it's
exactly.
Like, we fat because it's our fault. Like, what the fuck? Like, over here crying because Cardi B said your ass is fat. Bitch, get your fat ass up and go run or something. Like,
facts.
Like, no.
Stop all that crying.
We supposed to have the jokes back. If like, we, you not supposed to be sitting here and crying. Like, did you not get bullied in school? Like, nobody told you jokes? Nobody cracked jokes about your ass or something? Like, is this new? Like... That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, when they talk about fat, y'all got to just put it in two different categories, because fat men and fat women are two different people.
So now fat men don't even want to be associated with fat women, because fat women too sensitive.
These women, they honestly probably don't think it's nothing wrong. Men know what is wrong. We just be lazy as shit. Like, and until like it clicked, and like, all right, shit, bro. Niggas got me fucked up. Me going to gym.
So 100 women versus accountability.
Like, that's what happened. But like, women probably think they can do this their whole life.
And no, you can't do it your whole life, because we getting sick of that shit. People are catching on, man. People getting sick of pandering to y'all big back asses.
Big back activity.
And people getting sick of lying to y'all big back asses.
Big back activity.
Y'all can't keep this going on forever. Common sense always finds its way back around, especially when it's dealing with health. There have been, you know, many different movements. The Kardashians came out with the BBL movement. Everybody started getting BBLs. When all the information came out about how dangerous a BBL is, guess what? The Kardashians got rid of it. Now, I'm going to make a separate video about this. But we see the Ozempic trend went crazy. Now Ozempic getting lawsuits. It's still people pushing it. They got some people pushing it because of this, which I'm actually going to dive into soon, not today. I got a video coming for y'all soon because I am switching my content strategy around. But all this, listen, the big back trend is going away. Samira had a nice run. She's going to continue to have fans. That was the lady crying in the video, Samira. She's going to continue to have fans. She's going to continue to do her thing. But she's getting cooked for the rest of her life. She's getting cooked for the rest of her life. The amount of information that's coming with being fat. The people who lose weight that were fat and they tell their stories and talk about how much better they feel, how much healthier they are, and how their blood work is better. It's cooked for y'all, man. And we got another video later in the podcast. The fat phobic movement is over. And listen, you can thank your boy for that because I know I contributed to that. And you could get mad at the work I've been putting in or whatever, but we changing for the better. America is somewhat coming back as far as the big back shit. We getting that out of here. And you know what else? I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this thing going. Where we at, man? Hey, listen, bruh. Hey, I went to better schools than all y'all ninjas. Chill out, man. I promise, I've never seen that word in my life, bruh. I've never seen that word in my life. I promise. SAT, ACT, middle school, high school, college. Never seen that word in my life, bro. And then y'all come in this chat trying to use fancy words. I got a million things going on. I got to make sure the mic is on, the button's working. I got to make sure my videos is working. I got to make sure my lighting is right. Y'all come in here just putting these big words in. That ninja's never seen before. Like, bro, I'm trying to get through the comments as quickly as possible, bro. I don't like her, but that video from 2022. Who cares? They didn't say the video is from 2025. She, even if that video from 2022, her big back ass still online crying
big
all the time.
Big back activity.
She's still online crying all the time. She was just crying to Cardi B last week. You had to set up a camera, get the right angle, record, and crying on demand. Ridiculous.
Nope.
Make it make sense. Crying does burn some calories. I guess so. They better be crying up a storm to lose 100 pounds. Big facts. That's some acting training she did a few years ago. I think she did mention something about that. She said Cardi is a fat phobia fanatic, and so am I. I knew that fat jab was going to turn out to be dangerous in the long run. Keep a lookout for two-headed babies. Her mama be crying too. Yeah, I seen her mama crying, man. Hey, listen, I'm killing y'all already, man. Let's keep it going, man. All right, we're going to get into a little bit of black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So as we know from this show, we know that, you know, black women are the most obese demographic in this country. It's a fact. And even if you don't believe the stats. Never mind, I was about to say something crazy. Even if you don't believe the stats, step outside, you're going to see more fat black women than anybody else, especially if you're in a black neighborhood. It's just a fact. Anyway, we have people saying, why are you labeling black women and not just saying Americans are fat? Listen, and I told y'all, coddling black women, coddling women, coddling Americans, coddling whatever community is not going to help that community, right? And if you address someone directly, you care about them. If you don't want black women to improve, I think you should continue to avoid it and sound like this pandering ass ninja right here. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy and let's keep it going.
Honest conversation real quick. You guys are having this conversation about respectfully black women being overweight. Why couldn't y'all just have a conversation about Americans being overweight? Why do you guys always have to like single out a
ladies, be careful with ninjas like this. Be careful with ninjas who are scared to hold you accountable and be direct with you. That's not a ninja y'all want to talk
demographic
to.
Acting like not all Americans are dealing with this. Now don't give me
not at the same rate, buddy. It's not at the same rate.
Wrong. When I say all Americans, I'm not talking about the gym rats. I'm not talking about the people that actually care about their weight. But what's the point of making the topic black women?
Well, let's go through this again. Let's go through this again. We date black women. We have black women family members. We have black daughters. A lot of us live in black communities, so we're friends, neighbors. We're in contact with a lot of black women and we care about them. So that's why we talk about it. It's not because we trying to put them down or make it a humiliation ritual and y'all sitting here pandering and all of this shit. It's because we care. That's what you do. If you got badass kids, if you're a decent parent, you're going to discipline your kid. You're going to tell your kid about themselves and you're going to tell them to do better. We're doing the same with other people we love in our lives, dog. I don't understand why is black people, number one, and black women just are supposed to be untouchable and can't be corrected. What are the results of that? The biggest backs women done ever had in history.
Big back activity.
The biggest backest race black people have ever been in history.
Big back activity.
And we're going to see what big back habits do to our minds a little later on the podcast, a couple videos later. But I mean, it's just crazy, man.
Like, why couldn't you just say, oh, I've noticed when I go to concerts or I go to...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
A certain type of concerts, I noticed there's a large group of women that are overweight. The same way I could say when I go to or when I go to events.
Because we probably going to a black concert, a black artist. We're going to see a lot of black women there. We listen to hip hop music, pop music, Afro beats. I've been to a couple Burna Boy concerts. It's mostly black women there. So if you go to a setting like that, you're going to see mostly fat black women.
I noticed that there are a large group of men that are overweight. Like, what's the point of singling out and making it seem like it's a one-sided conversation when, as we know, America has a weight issue? Sorry. But the funniest part about the entire conversation is y'all been screaming body positivity for the longest. Now, all of a sudden, y'all want to start holding people accountable.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, man, I don't know who's screaming body positivity that's holding black women accountable. Excuse me. Sorry. I don't know who's screaming body positivity that's holding black women accountable as well. The black women we're holding accountable are the ones screaming body positivity. And I mean it's really hard to be direct with people nowadays, man. And it seems like when there's a deficiency with black men, we can hold black men accountable. Do black men bitch about it? Absolutely. But it seems like when it's white men, we can hold white men accountable. And we can hold white women accountable on their bullshit as well. But for some reason, our sisters are just untouchable. This is not producing a great result for us. And there's a video of a little girl. She can't be more than, what, 7, 8 years old. I actually want to share on the channel, not to make fun of her, but to ridicule the parents. But I know that's going to come off the wrong way, so I just decided not to. But it's even getting to our kids. We can't hold our black girls accountable. And we're pushing them to be like the adults that they see on Instagram, on television, Lizzo, fucking Samira, all these big backs. It's not good for our community. It's not working for our community. I don't care about a PhD and a degree. Oh, where's my button?
I'm a PhD.
I don't care about a PhD and a degree. We have to be concerned about health. Y'all got to do better, man. And sisters, I love y'all, so I'm going to cook y'all. And I'm going to continue to kill y'all on this episode. Let's keep this thing going, man. This shit really getting crazy, man. Joe Thomas was good, bro. We do that. We do just that. Black women are in first place. They're in first place, bro. Like, you don't be like Amanda Seals. The stats lie. Don't do that. They're in first place, bro. Oh, my bad. Mark Rose. He's trying out, LOL, he's trying out his new cape. Hey, man, listen. We'll talk about it. Frost, since you remind me stuff at the end, remind me of this at the end. To talk about my new content and shit. I'm gonna explain to y'all because y'all the fam. Because I know a lot of people gonna be pissed off at me. Like I said, I'm already losing subscribers. So if Sister took care of themselves, they'd be the baddest on the planet. I mean, do I want to? Fuck it, let's go there. Since I'm wearing a new cape now. Look at black women in any other country, whether that's in Latin America, whether that's in Africa, wherever. They be fire, but bodies be fire. Our American black women could do exactly the same. They could do exactly the same. And since we all from the same place, why the fuck y'all? Never mind. Let me say that for the trigger videos, man. We gonna keep it fitness today. Chris as a black EO. I don't know what that means either. I don't know what that means. Black women leading the way. Oh, Chris as a black. As a black woman, keep pushing. You're not saying anything that doesn't need to be said. Hey, appreciate that. Appreciate that. White men in second place, if I'm not mistaken. White men or white women? I think white women in second place. Being a fit, slim, petite black woman is becoming a rare phenomenon. Hey, listen, it's a rare phenomenon, and you should take pride in it. It's a rare phenomenon, and you should take pride in it. What's so hard to understand proximity? I'm not speaking on no other race of my people but my own.
Let him cook.
Yeah, I mean, bro, I don't know why people just want me to get online. When majority of my time is spent around black people, most of the people I train is black people, most of my audience black people, I go to the grocery store, see black people, the list continues, but people want me to get on here and yell about how fat white people are.
Let him cook.
That doesn't even make any sense, bro. I mean, we're going to talk about it, but it's not going to be the bulk of my conversation because that's not my reality. Keep cooking up. This little girl at Sam's eating double slices of pizza with large ice cream with a brownie on top. I saw the video, outrageous. That's exactly who I'm talking about, Bethann. That's exactly the little girl I'm talking about. I feel so bad for her, man. And some of the content is just... Her parents doing a horrible job. Like I said, you're going to have to look that up yourselves because I ain't sharing that. This dude is part of the problem. The reason why we are addressing black women specifically is compared to other communities, black women suffer the most from obesity due to ignorance or stupidity.
You know, black people.
No.
What up, brown baldy? The amount of slim, fit, dark-skinned women I've seen in other countries compared to the U.S. is mind-blowing. Yeah. It's facts, bro. Look at black women from Ethiopia, Jamaica, South Africa, even Europe. Compare them to the majority of black American women. We want our women to be better and live healthier. Yeah, listen, it's the truth, bro. It is the truth, dog. And, you know, just travel. That's another thing too. A lot of ninjas don't travel. A lot of ninjas stuck in Harlem, PG County, Philly, wherever the fuck it, Atlanta, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Memphis, Houston. A lot of y'all ninjas don't travel. So y'all don't know. Y'all not exposed to anything different. Y'all don't see this. Double slice of pizza and ice cream and a brownie would give me heartburn for real. Yeah, there's a lot of slim black women outside the U.S. Yep. Wicked scorpion that would leave me on the toilet is crazy. African women will clown your fat ass if you're a fat ass ninja. The men too. Come to Antigua or Barbuda. I got to get out there. Haven't been there. I've been in the Caribbean quite a few places, but I haven't been to those places. I'm going to have to check it out. You can come up off Memphis. Nah, Memphis. Yeah, Memphis. Ninjas stuck in Memphis. Ninjas in Memphis only been to Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, and Mississippi. That's it. Maybe Arkansas. That's it. Niggas been to Little Rock.
Nope.
Shout out to the folks down south, man. Those Atlanta dudes are going to Thailand if they travel. Dudes who don't travel from their hood think that all women like to rip off dudes. All right, guys, relax. All right, let's keep this episode going, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. Relax, guys. You know what, though? Before we continue the episode, now that I am expanding my content, Wicked Scorpion and Frost Knight are going to love some of the stuff I post. They're going to love it. A lot of y'all ninjas are going to be pissed, but it is what it is. This is a fitness podcast, guys. Yo, I'm working on some content for Wicked Scorpion, Frost, and of course, Ronith is going to tune in because she tunes into everything I say. A lot of black women don't understand the importance of care for themselves, constantly complaining about what the world is doing to us and not protecting yourself by maintaining your health is crazy. Facts. Everything is dangerous, but not Twinkies and two big slices of pizza. We got another video here. Stop talking about black women. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Let's keep this thing going.
See, my issue with y'all is y'all go do Pilates once, and now the whole black woman race is out of shape. All black women need to lose weight. It's a woman weight. Blase.
Uh-oh.
Do I think that black population, period, could do better as far as nutrition? Okay. Wellness, health,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, where
absolutely.
You getting that?
Do I think that we need a wake-up call? Absolutely.
Okay, what's your message you trying to send?
But y'all come on here with y'all's opinions and
okay.
y'all's judgments, and don't back it up with no resources.
We back it up with plenty of resources. That we back it up with plenty of resources and data.
No research. No facts, no knowledge.
We absolutely use facts and research.
Just opinions.
Okay. Us saying that we see a lot of big women around, we see a lot of out of shape guys around, I don't think that's an opinion. I'm telling you now, it doesn't matter which grocery store I go to, what mall I go to, what post office I go to, I'm going to see a lot of out of shape people. That's not an opinion.
And while I do agree that we need to prioritize our health, in the same breath, I was also raised by a black woman who worked.
Okay, you being raised by a black woman has nothing to do with this. This is how you know we're cooking and telling the truth. When you can't combat the points with facts, because you say we're not using facts. When you can't combat these points with facts, and you start using emotions, and you start telling your life story, you're cooked.
Nope.
now this.
I'm a PhD.
If you have a PhD, which they say all black women more educated than black men.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. You usually disprove what someone's saying with facts. You usually have a counter argument to show them why it's not true. Nobody care about your black mama working two jobs.
I'm a PhD.
I'm happy she did. I'm happy she worked hard for you, but that has nothing to do with what the fuck we talking about.
Two, three jobs. Who knows? Where was the time? I am granted the time.
Now, if you say your black mama ain't have time to work out, I better not go back in time and see your mother shaking ass back in the day. I better not go back in time and see mama fucking with ninjas that wasn't your baby daddy. I mean, that wasn't her baby daddy. And she was messing with ninjas. She was at the club and doing a whole bunch of unproductive things. She better have been at work all the time. I'm not messing with y'all. Your mama better have been at work all the time. And if I find out she was eating Popeyes,
Lord, I'm drinking from Popeyes.
And she was at the carryout, we're going to have a problem.
I'm today to focus on my health. But I cannot say the same for the ones that come before me. So before y'all go start spreading all this, black women need to do this, along with the long...
untouchable, just like I said.
...list of things that black women need to do today. I need y'all to think, like, what are you contributing to this conversation other than your opinion? And then most of y'all will say, well, you see these white people, they're thin, they're this. That doesn't mean they're healthy. So what are we talking about?
And that's the go-to right there. When you tell them somebody is thin, another race is thin, this person does that, this person's keeping it together, it doesn't mean they're healthy. Listen. Hold on. Let's finish the video. Yeah, okay, the video's over.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
That right there is an example of she said a whole bunch of nothing, but because she's a black woman defending black women are going to say that she was cooking.
Let him cook.
They're going to say that she was cooking.
Let him cook.
And she said absolutely not a damn thing. This is getting crazy out here, man. You can continue to deny the information. I don't care how many degrees you got.
I'm a PhD.
When you deny that type of information, you're not intelligent.
I'm a PhD.
Mind you, you probably got a bullshit degree anyway.
I'm a PhD.
You got your shit from DeVry.
I'm a PhD.
You got your shit from Everest University.
I'm a PhD.
You got your shit from, what's the other one? Phoenix University Online.
I'm a PhD.
Talking about you got a PhD. Well, that shit didn't work. You was cheating.
I'm a PhD.
You must have been cheating for that PhD. But, you know, denying the information ain't working for us either. All right? We as a community have to take our health seriously, but if black women are leading the way, they're gonna get talked about the most. They're gonna get talked about the most. And it is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go, and you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. I don't know if y'all can y'all hear my dog barking in the back? Shut up. let's get in these comments, man. Keep it going, man. Where we at? This is a fitness podcast, guys. We read that. I'm always right, Chris. Ah, here go Wicked, man. Marie might win with the $10 donation. Hey, Marie, where you at? Marie probably unsubscribed. Marie had enough of me, especially after that shit I posted.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, the political shit, yeah, Marie probably unsubscribed. This is relaxation for me, so I tune into everything as a break from studying, and we appreciate you. But black women can judge black dudes based on their height, lack of beards, and their finances. Go on TikTok and type in broke ninjas. Look how many videos you're going to see.
Nope.
Look how many videos you're going to see. Short ninjas. Look how many videos you're going to see.
Nope.
So I really don't want to hear shit. Go through a woman's group chat. Go through a woman's group chat and see how much shit they be talking about ninjas.
Ninjas.
Promise you, you won't feel bad. And me being a trainer, being around women and hearing how they talk about men when in a negative way, I don't care. Because they talk about us way worse. Little D ninjas. You can control your weight, but Lil D ninjas can't control their Lil D.
No Diddy, you know?
But y'all going to talk about Lil D.
First of all.
Like he got control over him. Pause. I'm out of here.
Strike three, you're
up. I did my own research. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What are you talking about? You stated facts in your video and contradict yourself right after, yep. She agreed with women weight issues in the black community. Agree with the weight issues just to try to disagree, but just to agree at the end. Make it make sense. Say what? The sources of research are available for all to see on the daily. Sound the trumpet, Chris. Yeah, you know, she just defending the ass. What about the black father? But this is a fitness podcast. Probably don't even know her daddy. Psych, like, no, Start by using that phone in your pocket. Look up food, nutrition, and calories to start. I got my son on board as well. We love to see it. You know when the beat dropped for Back That Ass Up for the 99 in the 2000, their mamas was dropping it like it's hot. Yo, y'all lucky I can't go back in time and look at what you was doing with your free time. Y'all lucky I can't go back and look at what ninjas was doing in their free time. Oh, we would have a hell of a show. This be the hottest show on YouTube. People don't know the difference between facts and anecdotes. Your mom working multiple jobs is an anecdote. It can't be generalized to the entire population and their bad habits. I know that word. Dom DeMarco. I know that word. She's talking about her mama's anecdotal experience. I know that word. For y'all ninjas that was saying I don't know words at the beginning of the podcast. Y'all ninjas don't know that word. I contribute my advice. Chances are her mom was a small woman. She looked small. Think she's yapping for likes. Folks offer solutions all the time. Black women just don't want to hear it or accept it. So shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She spoke a whole lot of gibberish. Yeah. That's what I said. She said a whole lot of nothing. Other races are thin. The diet don't work for you the same. Yeah, we know.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Yeah, if your skin color has melanin, does the diets don't work for you. But so just continue to eat Doritos and honey buns. Whole bunch of copium. Big spider in the building. They want us to contribute to their rent and bills, but not contribute facts. We getting into that content soon. We getting into that content soon. Big spider in the building. I heard him in the back. Okay, you heard the dogs. I swear, raised by a black woman is always used like to get out of a jail free card. Yeah. You never hear nobody say, I was raised by a black man. No, nobody ever say that. It's single fathers out here too. They working 2-3 jobs, working a business. It's single fathers out here too. It's not as common as single moms. But yeah, it's single dads out here too. You never hear that shit. She was appealing to emotion. The whole video, only facts. She mentioned was our women being big. Yep. Don't be telling that dog to shut up. Oh, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Oh yeah, I tell that dog to shut up. Marty feed his dog spinach and green beans. They still hungry. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Vicky and the spider. See you Sunday. Get out of here. I'm educated as well, but what does all that knowledge do for you when you can't use it to improve your health as well as open your mind to learning about fitness? Absolutely. I learned that word in the fourth grade. Oh, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm not commenting anymore because the last time you exposed my medical history and verbally assaulted me for telling you a scientific fact. Okay, you shared your medical history on this show. For other people saw it, and I just repeated what you said. You act like I talked to you personally outside of this show and was like, yeah, Marie, yeah. No, you shared that to the public. But I appreciate the super chat. Shout out Marie. Shout out Marie. Yo, Marie has to be a troll, bro. Marie has to be like one of the homies fucking around on the show. Gotta be. Look at women from West Africa, then get back to us. Man. Hey, Chris, wait till they find out about Suns Out, Buns Out cruise in Miami. They spend money on that, but not a gym membership. Is that like swim thick? Is that like swim thick? Marie, you told everyone your history. Hey, Marie came on here loud and proud. Yeah, so about me, I do this.
I'm a PhD.
She told us all that shit. I said 10, but she gave 5. Close enough. Who's Chris? People keep mentioning him in the chat. Did I miss something? Who called me Chris? I'm Chris. The C and C Marty's for Chris. Ron, if you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Get out of here. Ron, see you Sunday. I'm telling your boyfriend, you don't pay attention. All that studying and you don't pay attention. Ron, if you out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Marie is Wicked Scorpion rocking 2 accounts. You really just super chatted that. Come on, Marie. We thought you were coming around. Hey, man, let's keep it going, bro. So we got good conversation today, man. So we talking about... we still on the topic of black women. So basically, we're talking about how this food affects our women. So not only does it make it deteriorate your health, all right? Not only is your health declining, but your mental state is declining. And if you don't believe me, let's check it out. Sorry, black women, we are going to change subjects, but we still on y'all right now. Only because I see most stuff on social media from y'all. So it's all love at the end of the day. Here we go.
What's your problem? Nobody, like I said, give me a minute. Give me a minute. It's mad people here. You're not the only one. I said, give me a minute.
I said yes or no.
But how can I answer a question by talking to a customer? I said,
you wouldn't tell me
this. I was out in the fucking
you got crazy.
What are you talking about?
You said, give me a minute. You on your phone.
Oh, brother.
I'm on the mic. You're getting crazy.
How are
you? Oh, brother.
You. No, it's not.
You don't have
I said, give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Respect.
I don't do a fuck.
Just imagine. You don't see this at the salad shop. You don't see this at Whole Foods. You don't see this at Trader Joe's. You don't see this at Sprouts. But you see it at the fast food restaurants. Clearly, this is messing with our mental. The fact that you feel like you need to raise your voice, you need to raise your energy at an establishment like this and disrespect someone shows that there is some type of mental health issue. And we know that working out contributes to the mental health. There's plenty of scientific studies on it. I could bring it up. I could bring them up. Right? We know that this you're less likely to crash out. We know that when you release endorphins and you release dopamine, you have more mental clarity. So you're probably if something upsets you, you're probably going to pause, think of a solution, or maybe respond differently and not respond like this. This is crazy. Is this Jersey or Philly or New York? Which one, y'all? Upstate New York.
What are you being nasty for? What are you being nasty for? Now you don't like it.
Oh, brother. Popeyes. Love that chicken from Popeyes, though.
Gave you exactly what you asked for, bitch. Don't play with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here.
Do you think if she had a workout today, would she be acting like this? Do you think if she had some meal prep, she would be acting like
this? Serious. Quit your little bum ass job, bitch. If you don't fucking like it, ho. You selling pussy, bitch. You wet ass bitch. Fuck my dick, bitch. Fuck
yeah,
out of here,
man. This is sad.
And you look stupid. I'm about to go get my hair done, bitch. I get way more bread than you, bitch.
You have way more bread than her, but you shopping at Popeyes and arguing at Popeyes. Yeah, you sure have a lot of money.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, your pockets. Your pockets are loaded arguing at your pockets are loaded arguing at Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes. Woo, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And listen. I'm not trying to get on the black community too much here. We are going to shift gears at some point on this podcast. But look at all the chaos in the black community, man. Are you going to tell me this is not affecting our people? Is there not a direct correlation with our people acting a fool and acting up? I know they're going to call me a coon and all this other shit, Sambo. I really don't give a fuck. It's clear as day. You don't see fit men and fit women walking around acting like this. So the next time you're sluggish, next time you feel like you're ready to crash out on somebody, you feel like you can't control your emotions, let's evaluate our workouts, let's evaluate our activity, and let's evaluate what we put in our bodies. If she had a protein-filled breakfast this morning with some fruit and drank some water and got a nice workout in, there's absolutely no way, I'm willing to bet any amount of money, that there's no way she's acting like that. I'm just saying, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get back in these comments. It's episode fire, bruh. Fire. A fast food place is the last place we think about after the gym. Yeah, if you have a great workout and you want to go to a fast food spot, you a different breed. You a different breed. If they can't control what they put in their mouth food-wise, what makes you think they can control what comes out? Yep. Absolutely. Lack of control. You don't just have lack of control in one area of your life. It's going to spill into other areas at some point in time. All facts. On another episode of What Doesn't Happen at Whole Foods. Popeye's so ghetto. Seriously, some fast food ninja? Why, dude? But these are the types of women that want to be protected, right? But this is a fitness podcast. Listen, man. Hey, every woman don't want to be protected. And if you don't want to be protected, don't protect her ass. That's all I'm going to say. Protect the ones that want to be protected. That ain't no mental health issue. Kava was being skinny on my lamb portions, and I was about to do the same. Man, shut up.
Break free, you're out.
Yeah, that's because you a ninja. That's why you a ninja. Hold up. Spider-Man almost crashed out last year. Something happened what happened at Ebony Fit? And you told me somebody did something and they lied about being from DC or something, and Spider-Man was about to crash out. They'll fight over that fast food but won't go to a PTA meeting. And then when the kids get in trouble, the kids getting locked up, it's
nope.
Racism.
Nope.
You ain't watching your kids. Fuck. He was at Popeye's arguing.
Nope.
You can't make this shit up. Oh, shoot, dog. They did you dirty. Hey, yo. You right, Marty. Food has a direct correlation to your mind and emotions. Absolutely. It's like a pharmaceutical dealer and the user crashing out. Exactly. And let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button for your boy Ron. I've got another comment. My dad used to make us run a lap around the house whenever my sisters and I started arguing. It really clarifies your mind. As an adult, I understand why. All facts. Your father was a smart man. That's some shit I do with my kids. I ain't got no kids yet, but when I get them, I'm going to do that. Anyway, we got one more black woman video, and I'm going to leave black women alone for the night. Getting fat after marriage. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
Y'all keep on getting married at a size 4 and a size 6. And then y'all turn into a size 18, 20, 22, whatever them sizes be, and think you ain't going to get cheated on.
Oh.
Getting fat is a deal breaker. Especially if that man...
I never condone cheating, but men and women have eyes. And if you just getting fat, people will lose attraction for you. I'm not saying you should go cheat, but I'm just saying, never mind.
Man is not getting fat. If you are married to somebody who is health conscious and he go to the gym, and now after y'all been married and y'all, you done had a couple kids and now you super big and fat and he's still in the gym every day. No, ma'am, you're going to get cheated on.
You think he not looking at them buns at the gym? You really think so?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He looking at hip thrust buns and your buns just letting gravity take over.
Nope.
Your buns sagging to the floor.
Nope.
You no longer have a wagon, you have a sagging.
Nope.
And your sagging is dragging.
Nope.
And you're lacking.
Nope.
I mean, I know that's an unpopular statement to make, but, and I know everybody's not a cheater. However, man.
You think you getting these man boobs and she ain't at the gym looking at Larry the Lobster? You think she ain't looking at all the men on chest day? All the men on back day? It's leg day, ninjas wearing hoochie shorts. You think she looking at your man boobs and your lower body built like you pregnant? You got the same lower body as your auntie and your grandma? And you think she not looking at these fit ninjas out here?
He's attracted to what he was attracted to when he met you. Just because y'all married does not give you permission to just let yourself go. It doesn't. You better go to the gym, because guess who in the gym? That size 4 and that size 6. And they chit-chatting over weights. She going to get fucked. And you going to get cheated on.
Hey, listen, man. I had put that on my story yesterday. The amount of fat women in my DM.
Big back activity.
She fat herself. That woman is out of shape that said that. But at least she knows. I'm sure she's trying to get it together. But at least she understands that. I would never condone cheating. But I do think that you should, you know, do something to uphold yourself so you can be somewhat attractive for your partner. I think it's selfish to let yourself go. It's just, it's not something I would do. And I know, you know, I've dated girls, and even as a trainer, you know, I've dated girls and they've let themselves go. And it's, I'm not saying I cheated or anything, but it's hard to be in a gym environment and you coming home to somebody who's not even trying. Nobody is, they don't even give a fuck. It's very, very difficult. Story time for another day. I ain't gonna get to story time right now. But I've been there before, even as a young ninja in my 20s as a trainer. So it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments, keep this episode going. No excuse to cheat, and chances are most men won't. They'll be frustrated and act out or argue. But couples need to hold each other accountable and put their best foot forward for each other. Absolutely agree. Cheating is a sin, but so is gluttony. Absolutely. You can work out with your partner. I thought that was an option. Yeah, but the thing about it is, Ron, if, you know, people, men and women, you know, people are rebels, man. People are rebellious. And sometimes working out with the person that you just, you can't force somebody to do something that you don't, that they don't want to do, unfortunately. You know, I know plenty of people that have tried to you know, to work out with their wife, husband, and it just didn't work. It just didn't work. So, hey, man, it is what it is. Let's keep this thing going. Now we got the guy from the airport. He says he's looking for a trainer. We got this 500-pound influencer who claims he's losing weight, but all of his content is centered around him being fat. So let's check him out looking for a trainer, man. Make sure you hit the
100 pounds. If I'm going to lose weight, I got to find a personal trainer. It's going to be crazy. I've been working out. I've been dieting. But I've not been going as hard as I need to. But here's the thing. If I'm going to get to where I need to go, me not going hard just isn't an option. So I'll admit it.
Facts.
I need help. I need somebody who's going to push me as hard as I can go.
I will say, even though I didn't fuck with him getting in the wheelchair at the airport and then walking to get a snack or something, whatever he did, I didn't fuck with that. He is acknowledging that he needs to make a change. So I do respect him.
I need someone who's going to push me past the limits I think I can go to. I need someone who's going to help me reach the level I know I can reach.
Hey, real quick in the comments, what type of trainer do you think he's going to get? Put it in the comments. I'm going to give you all a second. Before we see what kind of trainer he gets, what type of trainer you think he's going to get, and what race? What race do you think? And I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race. What people.
Let's see what type of trainer he gets.
Time to go find a trainer.
Yeah, come on. Somebody got to put something in the comments, man. What kind of trainer y'all think he's going to get?
So I'm not going to lie. Your tattoos.
This ninja got a pookie trainer.
And height intimidate me, which makes me feel like I'm going to work harder.
You are?
Yes. So this is already a good start.
I'm glad you got that already situated.
This is already.
The trainer can't even speak English.
Pretty good start. All right. Okay. What do you guys offer?
All right. First of all, what do you want? For offer, I need to know what you want. I need to know what you want.
This ninja can't speak English.
Nope.
Don't ever go get an LA fitness trainer. Do not ever get an LA fitness trainer. These companies like LA Fitness, Gold's Gym, Crunch Fitness, they hire anybody. They just trying to get the money coming in. Dude, I know a girl in a lawsuit with LA Fitness right now because of a bullshit trainer.
I'm not going to say what race, what
so,
people.
Don't get a trainer. You go to LA Fitness, get a trainer, you're going to get a pookie like this.
I need to know everything about, as much as I can about eating habits.
This ninja can't even enunciate.
What do you want and where you want to go?
Okay.
Right. This ninja reading the script.
Habits, not great, not bad, not great, just not consistent. Working out, same situation, not great, not bad, just not consistent. You know what I mean?
Dog, you was 600 pounds. Don't say not bad, not good, not bad. Ninja, you were terrible.
I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm averaging probably 6,000 steps. I talked to my doctor.
Stop the cap.
My doctor told me my walking was probably the most important thing for me to do.
Have you gotten down from a weight already?
Yeah. I was over.
Have you gotten down from a weight already? What kind of fucking question is that?
I was probably like 630, 640.
That's a blessing in itself already, bro.
Yeah. 630 is crazy. 640 is crazy.
100%. 100%. But now it's kind of time for me to hit the next level. You know what I mean? Like, I've cut things out of my diet, which allowed me to lose.
Ninja, you ain't cut nothing out of your diet, man.
Stop the cap.
A lot of weight really fast, but for the last couple months, I've been kind of stagnant. I'll go down, I'll go back up, I'll go down, I'll go back up. And a lot of that's just on me not being consistent. So I'm looking for somebody more than anything to help me with consistency.
So, and accountability.
Yes.
I'm with that. Yeah. All right.
And accountability, ass nigga.
I got you. I've been doing this for a long time. You
look 41?
I am 41.
You look 43.
I know that's right. Some people say I look 34.
Yeah, that was me trying to.
Ain't nobody tell you look 34, man.
Stop the cap.
Hey, don't get an LA fitness trainer, man. Do not get an LA fitness trainer. I'm telling you right now, you're going to regret it.
Establish dominance because I then saw the face and neck tattoo, which I didn't see originally.
That ninja just got out.
Pretty much a Bible to this, bro.
He part of the prison to personal trainer pipeline.
You eat right, you work out hard, and you stretch. Make sure yourself stay right, and you're going to get the result.
This ninja reading the script right behind him.
There's nothing that can stop you. You got the right guy, there's right people behind you, pushing you. Keeping you accountable, it's not only in here, but in the world with your dad, you're going to get the results you want, bro. We ain't got to go nowhere else. Let's go ahead and get this paperwork.
Have you ever seen Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
You were Denzel.
What? Damn, he didn't even shake his hand, bro. No.
That was so cool. I just don't feel like it's for me. You know what I mean? Whoever's going to be my trainer is somebody who's got to be ready for the long term, somebody I trust, somebody who wants to see me win. You know what I mean? Who is going to feel like they're winning if they see me win, right? And I don't know even how to find that person.
So hold on, bro.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Hold on, Ninja. You did all of that to not even get a trainer, to not even rock with the trainer. You coming down from 600 pounds, and you're trying to be picky about the trainer. Listen, man. And I know you want to get your money's worth. I know you don't want to waste your money. But at that size, anything is going to help. This is the reason he's that size. You took time. I mean, unless the guy did something super unprofessional, I know he was a pookie. But you took time out of your day to go down to the gym, make a video. Hey, I'm going to get a trainer. To not even choose the guy. Now you trainer shopping. When you could have just got busy and started tomorrow. And started making some progress. But that's why a lot of people can't make progress. That's why a lot of people can't make gains. Excuse me. And that's why a lot of people can't change. You're playing around. Now if you go to the trainer for a while, at least do 1 month. At least do 2 weeks. If you go to him and you say, hey, this ain't really for me. I want to try something else. Hey, perfectly fine with that. But this ninja ain't even get started, man. And it's the same dude that was in the wheelchair at the airport, fucking around and making videos about how big he is and glorifying that shit. And that's why he's still there. I wish the brother the best. I hope he does get on his journey. I hope he finds what he needs, but yeah, man. Hey, just get in there, pick somebody, do something. Unless they about to injure you or something, at least get in there, get started. Stop wasting your time. Stop being too picky when you really need to get started and you're super overweight, 40% body fat, etc. And it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth and you know I gotta go. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at in the comments? And Ebony Fit Dude was saying it was Baltimore's DC event at a, and Baltimore won, but Slim was from PG and they wasn't even battling, dude. How you switch opponents after the game? So he was from PG, but he was on the team Baltimore. I don't know. But anyway, Spider-Man was about to crash out. My wife and I work out, and it's loads of fun, good quality time. I would think it would be fun too. Rats, I have to be on the playback game, traveling for work.
How dare you?
Shout out to Jenny. Honestly, I think as soon as his view drops, he goes back. Yep. I've been working out. Boy, if you don't. A fat trainer with a fanny pack. Good guess. Big back trainer. Good guess. Jenny out here with the PhD traveling. Jenny got a PhD?
I'm a PhD.
Hey, that is. A celebrity hippie trainer who will tell him wontons of cardio. I wouldn't even train his zesty ass.
No, did he, you know?
Yeah, he seemed like a lot, like an annoying client, to be honest with you. Just one of them know-it-alls, you know. You ask him a question like, hey, what you been doing? You been bullshitting? Well, been good, but not bad. You been bullshitting or not? I can't help you if you ain't honest with me, man. Tell him to do tons of cardio. I knew what you meant. I never was a fan of those trainers. Nope.
Nope.
You can only do so much helping at the gym, but once they go home, they on their own with the meals. That's where they can't stand strong at. And that's where people need coaching. 600 pounds is bad. Bro needs to be disciplined, track his food. This front desk dude ain't going to get you in shape, dude. He probably was front desk. He was trying to train under the table. Go down, go back up, down, blah, 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 not stagnant. Playing games. He probably trying to get an Atlanta guy traded. He doesn't look nor sounds like he's ready for long term. Let's start by putting the fork down. Yeah, this guy ain't serious. What is a Pookie trainer? What is a Pookie trainer? Vicky. This is what happens when you're not tuned in the podcast. Pookie and Ray Ray are terms for, like, you know, ninjas from around the way, ninjas from the hood. So I said a Pookie trainer, just like a hood trainer, just got out of jail, ex-criminal. You know, I was just making a joke of it. But Vicky got to get all serious. Vicky, you're out of here.
Break three, you're out.
See you Sunday, Vicky. Hold up. He wants a trainer to be more motivated than him. Baby, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Yep. If I find myself having to motivate you, then it's just not going to be a good fit. And you don't want me to motivate you, because I'm gonna keep it real with your ass, and you're gonna think it's not motivational at some point. Why I feel like he hitting on the trainer? Keep mentioning his tattoos. Hey yo.
No, did he? You know,
Vicky, you're out of here.
Break three, you're out.
Baltimore dude was battling Slim from PG and said they beat DC. Oh wow. Oh yeah. I feel you. He don't want to be a trainer. He want content. Crazy. Thanks for asking, Vicky. I was too scared to ask. Yeah, Ron, if you ask, you're done with questions for today. You ask my name, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Ron has no more questions for tonight. Pookie and Ray Ray. Vicky from the suburbs, give her some leniency, unk. Vicky didn't know what a Pookie was. Hey, coach, what's a Pookie? I know Jenny ain't know what a Pookie was neither. I love you guys. All right, let's keep it going. We got people mad at Southwest Airlines. So, a couple of people have been here for a while. I know Brown Baldy's been here for a while. Spider-Mo, Wicked might have been here back, but we talked about Southwest.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Airlines a couple years back when they first came out with the seatbelt extender and all of that stuff, and you know, a lot of big back influencers were happy about it. They were like, yeah, we're happy to fly Southwest. The Samira, they made all this content with the seatbelt extenders and all these things, and you can get an extra seat if you're quote unquote plus size. Well, Southwest is taking it back. Now, if y'all remember back then, I told y'all Southwest is not going to keep this policy forever. I told y'all this back in the day. I can see the future a little bit, just a little bit. So let's see people's reaction with Southwest taking this policy away, and make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm not from America. Give me grace. I'll be nice, Ronith. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, man.
Airlines has officially lost my business. I have been a huge advocate for Southwest because they are the only airline in the United States that offers a seating policy for people who are plus sized. Historically, they have been able to offer guests who are plus sized two seats.
I don't know. Can you, my education people, can you say historically when you're referring to something less than 2 years ago? Is that the correct term? Historically? I don't know. You know, it's not like they've been doing this plus size shit for 20 years.
For the price of one. Now, some of us remember that before, you could just go to the gate. If there was an extra seat, they would just let you have a second seat for free. Then they recently changed it within the last year to say that you had to purchase that second seat, but you were guaranteed a refund as long as you took that trip and requested the refund within a...
So you thought this policy was just going to last forever. You thought this policy was going to last forever. Go woke, go broke. And I bet you that shit affected their sales. Because I promise you, I have not spent a dime on Southwest since they came out with that policy. And I know other people haven't as well.
Certain period of time. Now, they're saying that you only get a refund for that second seat as long as there is at least one open seat on that flight. That means if you are on a full flight and you purchase an extra seat, you don't get a refund. This change comes as a huge surprise because Southwest has had a customer of size policy.
How privileged are we in this country that you're upset that a company isn't supporting your gluttony anymore? They're not catering to your laziness and gluttony, and people are up in arms about it. I can't even believe people thought this would last forever.
Since the beginning. Now they got rid of their open seating policy, their free bag policy, and to top it all off, they no longer accommodate plus size.
Yes. They're getting rid of it. They have to compete with JetBlue. They have to compete with Delta. They have to compete with United. What's another? American Airlines. They got to compete with these people, man. And I'm telling you this, too. Look at Spirit. Look at Frontier. And what are the... what's the reputation they have? Flying cheaper, it sounds great, surface level. But you're not going to have a better experience. And I guarantee... because Southwest was a cheaper airline, their quality of customers was going down. So if you want to weed out ninjas, and fat fucks and bad customers, you put the price up. So yeah, they getting rid of some things. At the end of the day, this shit is all about the money. So, hey... not that I'm a business expert, but I know some shit. And that this only makes sense. This is common sense to me.
Travelers, how do you feel about these changes? Tell me in the comments, are you just as angry as I am?
No, we're not as angry as you are.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
But just like we said with Samira earlier, the big back pandering and catering to them, it's going away. It's not going to last forever. Because Paul's no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
If you give people an inch, they're going to take a mile. Pause. So, you know, you give them feet, seatbelt extenders. You give them this, you give them that. They're going to start requesting more. They're going to start asking for more. They're going to become more entitled. Now you got Samira telling Cardi B she can't make fun of her fat fans. But I promise you, I have to do some research, but I'm pretty sure that seatbelt extender stuff was leading to some issues, whether it was, you know, the plus size customers directly, whether it was affecting the other customers. I'm sure it led to some issues, and that's why they're taken away. Or they could have lost business. And the moment you lose business, it's time to pivot. So, toughen up or shut the fuck up. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep it going. Where we at in these comments, man? Man, we got some comments in here, man. Those eyes on her are crazy, Unk. Yeah, I think wouldn't be surprised if she was a drunk. A lot of obese people drink a lot. A lot of them. And they have high tolerance because they got so much body fat. The body fat and the fast food and the bad food they eat, it just soaks up all the alcohol. So they don't get as drunk as regular sized people. So would not be surprised if she was a drunk. How are they losing business when you don't even travel? They just keep repeating everything they hear online. Crazy. These companies have been getting tough ever since Mr. T came into office. Shout out Uncle T.
Look at my African American over here.
Hey, you know me. I do the Uncle T content now. So these folks are lazy. Get off your butt and make some changes. Being big can't be comfortable. She better fly with Soul Plane. Southwest changing a lot. They had to. She better use that money for that second seat and get a gym membership. Facts. Nothing lasts forever. How dare they think they should get free seat while living in a world where everyone is in business to make money?
How dare you?
All facts. It's a reach, but technically it is appropriate to use historically in this context. Chris, folks are fighting to stay fat. I guess so. Fly out to LA Fitness. if only Popeyes would come out with their own airline. We don't want that.
Nope.
No, thank you. Body T, Tampa, Nigerian Queen, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
When you eat bullshit, your body holds water and it shows up everywhere, especially in your face. Absolutely, man. What we got next, man? Oh, God. We got a... Listen. I understand. I'm not trying to get political right now. I understand feminism is a thing. But when it gets to the point where you're telling men they can't use certain equipment in the gym, we're cooked. Ladies, you're taking it too far. Keep that shit with politics and keep it out the gym. What the hell is this? Apparently, guys can't do cardio. Apparently, I think she said they can't get on the treadmill. I can't remember, but let's check it out.
Walking on the treadmill, get off my treadmill. Mm. Are you gonna do the 3:13:30? Mm-hmm. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Go climb a mountain. Mm-hmm. Things that guys do that are just for girls. Mm-hmm. Walking on the treadmill, get off my treadmill. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna do the 3:13:30? Shut up. Go climb a mountain.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, Becky needs to chill out, because what the hell is Becky talking about? I mean, God damn, guys can't do anything nowadays. Getting on the treadmill is apparently only for women now. I don't know, man. I don't know. The world is going crazy. And this is why I do what I do, because, you know, even if you're joking, that's just a bad fucking joke. It just doesn't make sense. When the country is the most obese we've ever been, now motherfuckers want to police what type of cardio you do. They want to police what type of cardio you do. You tell people to get in the gym, you're the bad guy. These men have poppable bellies. These men have poppable bellies. These men have pregnant bellies. Okay, cool. Guys, get in the gym. Now guys can't do leg day, that's gay. Guys can't do Stairmaster, it's gay. Guys can't get on the treadmill, it's gay all of a sudden. Listen, and y'all wonder why there's so many dating problems out here, man. But we're going to talk about that on this channel coming soon. We're going to talk about that on this channel coming soon. It's getting cooked out here, man. It's getting crazy. Fellas, get on the treadmill. And if it's a little girl waiting, oh well. Keep waiting. Wait till somebody get off. If you don't like it, you should have got to the gym earlier. You should have got to the gym earlier. All right, you snooze, you lose. If you don't like it, go to a smaller gym. Go to a gym with a whole bunch more treadmills. Take your ass to Planet Fitness. All right? Anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. What's the problem?
Nope.
Ain't no problem. She sounds like a female Andrew Tate, Andrea Tate. Your treadmill? Shut the fuck up with your stupid ass.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
As a man, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Yeah, you can stay historically in that context. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria. She seen Deathstroke on the treadmill holding them rails. Man, listen, bro. Listen. Oh, my God. See, we're going to talk at the end. Shaking my head. People hate to admit we need exercise. Big facts. Or get your own pet's walking pad. Yep. No comment. She sounds stupid. We had someone complain about the men taking spots in my Saturday hot yoga class. I was confused because y'all pay for a membership. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what? I hate that shit because the day men come out and say, which I would never participate in this. I'm just, you know, making an example. But the day men come out and say, only men can go to this class, only men can go to this gym, it's going to be crazy. There's going to be protests. There's going to be misogyny signs. There's going to be we're oppressed signs and all this other shit. I never met a good man in my life. All men are bad.
Nope.
It's going to turn into all that shit.
What?
I mean, come on, ladies. You know, and I'm cool with defending y'all. I'd be the first one to be like, ladies, I understand what you're saying. These ninjas weak as hell. These ninjas be bitching. Somebody was just on, I'll tell that story after this. But the point is, it's just crazy out here, man. Ladies, I need y'all to tighten up. I need y'all to tighten the fuck up. All this hate, the big back shit is over. This hating men trend is about to be over too. And hating women trend about to be over too. I think it's slowing down on the men's side with the hating women shit. But the hating men shit for the women, that shit corny as fuck. Grow the fuck up.
Nope.
Grow the fuck up. Stop letting, let go of the ninja that hurt you in high school.
Nope.
Let go of that cheating ass boyfriend that you should have been broke up with.
What?
But you kept fucking with him because you was dickmatized and now you hate all men.
What?
Let that shit go. That's your dumb ass fault.
Nope.
That ain't my fault. All right? 100 women versus accountability.
What?
I don't get why either. My boyfriend was confused and I feel bad for him because he has to go early. He's scared to be in the back and labeled as a creep in our yoga class. Ron, if you're proving my point exactly, we can't win. He sits in the back of the class. Now he's a creep and wants to look at ass and look at women bend over, even though his girlfriend's in the class. He's a fucking creep. He gets there early to get spots. Now the men taking up the spots. Like, what the fuck, ladies? This shit is crazy. This is another reason I'm pivoting my content. I'm sick of a lot of shit.
Nope.
I'm sick of a lot of shit, man. Since when was cardio strictly for women? Only thing I won't do in the gym is kickbacks. I don't do kickbacks either. But it's funny how the cardio is only for women, but it's all these fat women out here. Well, y'all ain't doing no cardio. Men taking the machines. Fuck it. Men can't do anything nowadays. Shaking my head. Absolutely, man. Hey, like I said, fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Fire episode, man. And before I wrap up, I'm just going to reiterate this. I am posting different types of content. I'm shifting my content. A lot of people don't watch the live, so I'm sharing with y'all that's, you know, faithful and been rocking with me for a while. I'm not stopping this. I'm going to continue to do my fitness live streams. But I am getting some political stuff, some pop culture, relationships. I'm feeding into the bullshit. I'm looking at it like, you know, I've tested some stuff on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. The views are going crazy, and it's a bag. It's a bag on the table, man. There's people making all types of money out there. I feel like I'm better content creator than them. I feel like I'm more entertaining than them, funnier than them. So I can at least try. If it's an epic failure, which it won't be, I can always just come back and do fitness content. But if you want to expand, you want to reach more people, you do have to pivot. I can get more eyes in here. I can get more eyes for my business, for my t-shirts, my clothing. I can get more eyes for on the fitness. I might change some more people's mind. Maybe somebody want to train with me. Maybe somebody want to train online with me, you know. But it's all about the growth, man. It's just personal branding shit. And you're going to see some shit that's triggering. You're going to see some things you agree with. You're going to see some things you disagree with. I'm still the same guy. I know everybody going to hate me for some of the shit I post, you know. And some of it ain't necessarily things I believe, you know. It's kind of like playing a character, like a WWE kind of. But, hey, it's going to get the views. It's going to get the numbers. And when you win this content game, while it's hot, I'm going to take advantage of it because it's going to be a new hot thing maybe 5 years down the road. So, hey, it is what it is, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. See Marty on YouTube where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And Less Brunches, More Crunches gear. It's connected to most of the videos here. If you don't see a shirt on a video, that means the video probably got flagged, copyright, demonetized, you know, the regular shit that be happening with me. So appreciate y'all. Please cop some gear. Donate to the brand. Marty, I seen them TikToks. Good way to expand to a bigger audience. Chris Tate or Samuels? Hey, yeah, man, listen, I got to do what's best for me. And right now, that's the best move for me. Fitness is great. It's always going to be part of my brand. It's only going to reach but so many people. So I just got to, you know, and every big content creator pisses people off, you know. They have people that support certain views on certain topics. Because, you know, people can follow somebody for different things. So y'all can follow me for the fitness and y'all can completely disagree with me on on politics. Or you could completely disagree with me on relationship. You could completely disagree with me on music or whatever, or sports, whatever the fuck I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about some sports too. But it's time, man. It's definitely time. What about the Patreon? You know what, Ronif? I don't know. I do want to monetize in some way, like a Patreon, but I don't know. Some of the shit that I want to talk about, like if I did do the Patreon you're asking for, that shit might end up just being told regular. I got some great stories. I'm kind of saving some because I'm kind of letting some time pass in between when the stories happen. I want a certain amount of years to happen so the shit ain't really hitting too close to home. But we'll see. The Patreon is going to come one day, man. But I think it's going to be a little different. I got a different type of idea. More sports takes, too. Hey, speaking of sports takes, hey, Spider-Mo, go look at my story right now. One of my 12-year-old client, she's 12 years old. She played basketball. She loves Angel Reese. And I'm not the biggest Angel Reese fan, basketball-wise. I love Angel Reese off the court, though. I think she's beautiful. I love her brand. I think she's, you know, good at doing whatever. But as far as basketball, we be going at it. And so she tagged me on something. So I said, where the miss layups and ISO turnovers. Boy, why are grown men in my DM mad? It's a grown. I posted a screenshot on my story. Go look at that joint. The grown men in my DM, some of you not a real leader.
Nope.
You letting this red pill stuff get to you?
Nope.
Bro, we talking sports. We grown ass men talking sports. What the fuck are you talking about?
Nope.
But that's good. That mean I could, you know, that's a lane for me to enter with my, you know, with my wit, with my sarcasm, my sense of humor. That's good. That's going to bring some attention. So, yeah. But, yeah, grown men be bitching. That shit is crazy. Good choice. Thank you, Marie. Unc is not trying to turn into Dr. Umar. I'm going to be honest, yo. Never will turn into Dr. Umar. It's going to be times. I'm going to hold black people accountable. I'm going to defend black people when they need to be defended. But I'm never turning to Dr. Umar. That's just not a good lane, bro. That shit never ends well. It's ending bad for him. Angel Reese be missing layups and catching her own rebounds. They simping for Reese. Yeah, that's another thing. These little Angel Reese simping. Yeah, so. Anyway, man. Appreciate y'all. No begging like, oh, you'll never catch me begging like Umar. Get the fuck out of here. That's why you go to work and you build your audience until you can do the audience full time. I mean, do content full time. This ninja want to spend his money on hoes and strippers and traveling and then be online begging for money. We don't fuck with that shit. But anyway, you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Sunday. Don't know what time. Probably evening. I've been doing, before I went away, I've been doing 5, 6 p.m.-ish. Maybe earlier. We'll see. I'm going to try to put the notification out as early as possible. But I appreciate y'all bearing with me because the day is coming where I'm going to do a set Sunday stream at the same time. Just like I do Friday and Wednesday at the same time. The day is coming, but we ain't there yet. See you Sunday. Good night. It was a stone cold blast as usual. Appreciate that. And like I said, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.